This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India and Nordic countries have decided to give their relations the form of Green Technology and Innovation Strategic Partnership. Mr. Modi made the remarks while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third India-Nordic summit in Norwegian capital Oslo today. Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark also took part in the media briefing. Prime Minister Modi said, with this green technology partnership, they will connect Iceland's expertise in geothermal and fisheries, Norway's expertise in blue economy and Arctic, and all Nordic countries' expertise in maritime and sustainability to India's skills to ensure a better future for the entire world.
आज हमने भारत और नॉर्डिक संबंधों को ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का स्वरूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप से हम आइसलैंड की जियोथर्मल और फिशरीज, नॉर्वे की ब्लू इकोनॉमी और आर्कटिक और सभी नॉर्डिक देशों की मैरिटाइम और सेंसिटिविटी में एक्सपर्टीज को, सस्टेनेबिलिटी की एक्सपर्टीज को भारत के स्केल के साथ जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए एक बेहतर भविष्य सुनिश्चित करेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said to provide energy and speed to India's relations with Nordic countries, they formed this format 8 years ago.
10 वर्षों में हमारा बायलेटरल ट्रेड लगभग 4 गुना बढ़ा है। नॉर्डिक देशों के इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड भी भारत की रैपिड ग्रोथ में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं। पिछले एक दशक नॉर्डिक देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है। तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है, साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब क्रिएट किए हैं।
From Oslo, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Italy today on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to arrive today in Italy for the final stop of his five-nation tour. And the visit is expected to give a fresh push to India-Italy's strategic ties across several important sectors. Collaborations related to trade, investment and industrial partnerships are likely to be announced as both countries are looking to strengthen their economic engagement and exploring new areas of cooperation. Trade ties that are already on strong footing are expected to grow even further after the high-level talks during the visit. Suparna Bhatia for Akashvani from Rome.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today said Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh will emerge as the country's most developed tribal region within the next 5 years. Addressing the media in Jagdalpur, Mr. Shah said that after making Bastar free from Naxalism, the centre and the Chhattisgarh government have jointly prepared a scientific roadmap for the region's development. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress candidate Jahangir Khan today announced the withdrawal of his nomination for the by-election to the Falta Assembly constituency to be held on Thursday. Mr. Khan, in a statement, said his decision was aimed at ensuring peace and development in the region and welcomed the special package announced for Falta by the new BJP-led government. In a statement, the Trinamool Congress said Jahangir Khan's withdrawal was his personal decision and not that of the party. With Khan out of the fray, the contest will now be among BJP candidate Devangshu Panda, Congress nominee Abdul Razak Moella and CPIM candidate Shambhunath Kurmi. In cricket, the Indian squads for the Test and ODI series against Afghanistan were announced today with several notable changes across both formats. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant has been removed as vice-captain of the Test side and also dropped from the ODI squad. Wicketkeeper batter KL Rahul has been named the new vice-captain of the Test team to be led by Shubman Gill. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl against Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The Kremlin today confirmed that Russian President Vladimir Putin will attend the BRICS summit, scheduled to be held in September this year in New Delhi under India's chairmanship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.